Live Tonight offers us one of their excellent interviews. Tonight it's with award-winning actor Dame Eileen Atkins. A familiar face on screen, she starred in shows ranging from Doc Martin to The Crown and had numerous film roles. You can hear more at 7.15.
In-depth features on BBC Radio 4.
She loves it when people chat with her.
She has a rare genetic disorder.
Meet Nora, a non-verbal seven-year-old with complex disabilities.
If you're really lucky, you'll get a beautiful smile.
Oh, Nora.
Charting her round-the-clock care.
We are getting better and better at giving complex children the support they need to stay alive and stay well. We're still not there in terms of giving them a life.
Complex, a new three-part series on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starts next Monday morning at 11.
Now on Radio 4, our 6.30 comedy, Do-Gooders. This week, the Alzheimer's Alliance team head to a funeral with an array of ulterior motives.
Morning! What's going on?
Just another standard morning at the Alzheimer's Alliance, actually. It's barely 9 a.m. and Lauren started a tribal turf war with the old man who runs the coffee stall in the lobby.
Oh, Lauren, you were in such a good mood after your climate protest yesterday.
Oh, you didn't spend the weekend chucking yoghurt about in the National Gallery again.
The coffee man's raising money for war criminals. I kindly asked him to reconsider, then he flat out refused to make me a coffee.
It's for charity, support for soldiers.
It's the military-industrial complex.
We went through this on Poppy Day.
Lauren, do you want me to get you a coffee?
No, it's the principal.
Well, I'm going to get a coffee. Ken, do you want one?
Lovely, thank you.
Yeah, might stop you falling asleep at your desk all day. Again.
Oh, good point. Actually, I'm fine, Clive.
Just let Clive get you a coffee, Lauren.
Women don't want solutions to problems, Archie. They just want you to sympathise with their grievances.
Keep a lid on that, Ken. She'll have you sent on another sensitivity training course.
Not likely. He came off the last one worse than before.
Turns out it's just a cracking way to meet like-minded people. Actually, I must give the lads a call about our outing to Jim Davidson's gig.
Do-Gooders by Garrett Millerick. This week, the funeral.
How was your date last night, Gladys?
Oh, it was pointless. Dating at 40 is like shopping in the middle aisle at Aldi. On the rare occasion you find something nice...
You struggle to think of when you'd use it.
Still, it's good to get out every now and again.
And we have got a funeral to go to later. So that'll cheer you up.
A funeral.
Mike Cresford, one of our trustees, has sadly passed. I'd like you to attend the funeral with me.
To show Cresford's family that the support he gave us over the years was really appreciated.
No, he died of a heart attack. I want to keep Sandra from British Heart Research away from the widow.
Sorry, I'm late. What did I miss?
We were just discussing bleak social occasions.
Oh, date not go well. I've no idea why you left your husband. Great bloke. I always got on so well with him.
Yes. One of life's enduring mysteries.
Right, Clive, your events this month have raised less than Lauren's gluten-free bake sale.
Why do we always have to start by picking on me? What about Gladys's fundraising?
Gladys is launching a 4-day online gaming event.
What?
Yes, Clive. We've got 10 of the top online streamers in the country to race to complete all 20 Call of Duty games.
Why can't I do something like that?
What, get people to an endurance event to raise money?
Yes! Why can't you do something like that?
I do outdoor events. She does virtual. I have to drag people away from the sofa. She just has to make them feel good about sitting on it.
So what have you got to bring to the table?
I've been working on something major, actually, taking down a really big whale.
You do know that while Captain Ahab hunts Moby Dick, the ship eventually sinks? Oh, what is this big project, then?
Well, it's funny you mentioned dicks. Do you know Mike Cresford?
Indeed I do. We have an engagement with him later, as it happens.
Splendid. Well, I've been planning a K2 climbing challenge with him. It's going to be a big earn.
That's not going to happen.
Every idea I have here gets nicked or nixed. Why?
He might struggle to get up K2.
Well, I spent a month planning it. We're ready to go.
He's dead.
What, when?
2 weeks ago. Funeral is this afternoon.
Right, OK. Well, I should go and represent Alzheimer's.
No, you need to stay here and do your stakeholder reports. They're 3 months late.
Stakeholder reports? I mean, come on, just send them a T-shirt and a compliment slip.
I am sick of trying to ingrain in you that fundraising is an art, not a science.
And I'm trying to paint a Rembrandt and all you want is a Jackson Pollock.
Well, you do like to throw shit at the wall.
But none of it ever sticks.
Oh, I can't function without coffee.
God, everyone really is in a foul mood this morning. I think it's the building. I think it's got sick building syndrome.
Great, we're going to start raising money for the building now.
I'm hanging up now. Yes, thank you. Yeah, thank you for the information. Yeah, goodbye. Oh, I miss phones you could hang up properly.
Why don't you just throw it at the wall again?
Because the insurance company said I was on my last go with that.
Are you in a bad mood, Ken?
Yeah, since about 1976.
We should all take a leaf out of Gladys's book. She never loses her temper.
She seemed pretty annoyed that Harriet is making her go to this funeral.
What? That's my domain. I'm legacy donations manager. Funerals are the only bit of my job I really enjoy.
Ken, you have a fascination with death that even Jeffrey Dahmer would see as a bit much.
It's my job to ensure that any money bequeathed in wills flows into our bank account. I just like guarding our interests at a wake. I'm being selflessly diligent.
I think you just enjoy not being the most depressed person in a room for an afternoon.
That was my only aim in life. I could go and work in a motorway service station.
It's me that should be going to the funeral, seeing if any of the partners at his firm are up for doing a tribute jaunt up K2.
Well, why aren't you?
Harriet said I had to stay here and do my stakeholder report. Why do we have to call them stakeholders? It gives them such an inflated sense of their importance.
Well, whatever you want to call them, it'd still be useful if they knew the impact they were having.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Actually, take dictation. Thank you for raising £367.80.
See, it's not that hard, is it?
Which offset against the cost of graphic design, marketing materials, and the endless phone calls you insisted on making us represents a net loss of approximately £2,000. We hope you enjoyed your coffee morning. 1.7 people have died.
It's not all about the money, you know. There are other ways to make a meaningful impact.
Money is the only way I'm going to make a meaningful impact. I need a plan to hit my targets.
Well, OK, you could spend the afternoon spitballing innovative new fundraising proposals that yield the most sustainable results across the next quarter.
Or we could crash the funeral.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, he shall live.
And whoever You've done it, Ken. You've actually found a place more depressing than our office.
There's a free bar and a buffet later.
So why have we come to this bit?
He who wants to enjoy the glory of the sunrise must first live through the night.
The days of man are but as grass.
Harriet, why did you bring me here? The place is crawling with eligible men. You might meet someone nice. Wait, you're trying to set me up on a date? At a funeral? I've got work to do. I'm worried that if you don't start enjoying your free time, you'll burn out. I can't run a fundraising department on what Clive brings in.
Well, if last night taught me anything, is that I don't have free time to waste on dating. I've got two kids and I can't afford the babysitting.
Well, can't your ex watch the kids?
Oh, if my ex was remotely interested in looking after the kids, I wouldn't be getting a divorce.
Oh, I just assumed you got the 7-year itch.
No, that just turned out to be cystitis. Oh. Look who's just walked in.
Oh, for goodness sake, what are Clive and Ken doing here?
What are any of us doing here?
I have to keep on the widow. Make sure that any of Cressford's trusts and legacies flow to us and not Denise at Parkinson's, or God forbid, Sandra.
I mean, that's a one-person job.
Well, now I need help stopping Ant and Deck over there doing anything to damage our reputation.
Well, I could just give you the number of my babysitter. I mean, she's pricey but reliable.
Look, you said you needed a break from the office.
I said I needed a holiday. We're at a funeral. I mean, it's hardly a mini break at Centre Parks.
Oh, there's a party afterwards. Come on, little trip to a nice church, socially acceptable day drinking. You're always saying you like weddings.
People are crying.
People cry at weddings.
You're not a woman who's troubled by nuance, are you?
Lauren, if you snap all the biros, then Ken won't be able to finish his word puzzles. And you know what he's like when he's unoccupied. Can you just go and make peace with the coffee man?
I'm not apologising. I mean, refusing to serve me. I work in this building. The workers own the means of production.
I think we lease the means of production, and it definitely doesn't cover the coffee man.
And raising for another charity. It's demoralising and disrespectful.
He's collecting change for Support the Soldiers. You probably shouldn't have called him a warmonger.
If I haven't had my coffee, I struggle to modulate my emotions.
Us spending the day together should be fun. I didn't expect to spend the entire time ducking stray missiles.
Why did you say you wanted to come on the anti-war march if you weren't going to take this kind of thing seriously?
I just thought it'd be a nice day out!
You're as bad as Clive.
Ow!
He's always saying that my anti-war marches are just picnic days for Guardian readers.
Be fair, he went on the Iraq War one when he was at uni.
Yes, because he was trying to sleep with a sociology student.
Mm. Yeah, that's no reason to go on a march.
Oh, I love funerals. Look at all the targets you could clean up here.
What are you whittering about?
Cressford died of a heart attack. We're in a church. Everyone over 30 in here will be thinking about fitness and virtue. Sign them up for a sponsored swim.
No, Ken, I'm not interested in little fish. Stick to the plan. Get a senior partner to sign up to K2 and get out.
Look, if you go to Waitrose for a roast chicken and you see 2-for-1 on cans of Stella, you don't just leave with the bird.
Here today we are joined together to celebrate Michael's 67 years on the planet.
God, the many things 67 isn't much of an age to die, is it? And
his good way to go, though. Screaming at an underling in the office.
He really was a bastard, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes, he was.
They should have led with that in the eulogy, give it a bit of colour.
Look, I know funerals. Just don't ignore the opportunities. If the partner strategy is a bust, have a plan B.
Plan B is the widow.
Oh, everyone's always touching up the widow. It's amateur hour. You've got to target the kids. That's where the fun is.
Lauren's right. Your use of language is creepy.
I'm just saying, pit the offspring against each other. That's where the money is long term.
Their dad's just died.
Exactly. It won't be hard. They're vulnerable.
Lauren, I went and got you a coffee.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Why have you done this?
I wanted you to be happy.
You've got no idea what this is about, do you?
I thought it was about getting a coffee.
No, actually, it's about trying to craft a peaceful world for all of us to live in.
I agree. I thought if I got you a coffee, you'd stop shredding documents and kicking things.
So you fraternised with my enemy?
No. I went all the way up the road. It took me half an hour.
What? So you bought coffee off Nazis?
I mean, the bloke had a neck tattoo, but it was off a bird.
Actually, that place has an appalling track record with child labour.
I assure you, that barista was at least 30.
Lovely service, wasn't it, Harriet?
Why are you here, Clive? I told you to stay at the office and do the reports. And why is Ken here?
You're all amateurs on my territory. I've got my funeral game down pat. There's gold at that wake.
I thought I could talk to the senior partner at Cressford's firm and then...
No! You shall be leaving. Gladys shall be talking to the senior partner.
Will I?
Yes. He's very handsome and recently single. We're trying to get Gladys a date.
What? Why does no one ever try and get me a date?
Because our mission is to alleviate suffering, Clive. Not cause it.
I mean, the fourth Uber in a row was just cancelled.
How are we going to get to the wake?
Well, we could just give the wake a miss.
You heard Ken. The wake is bursting with money. I won't let Sandra hoover it all up.
There's room in the Mazda.
Oh, fine. But you aren't allowed to talk to anyone. I don't want you making a fool out of me.
Well, that's my afternoon up the Swanee. Harriet vetoed me talking to any of the partners.
Don't be so defeatist, my boy. Plan B. You set the kids against each other, and I'll hit up the elderly relatives for some cash.
Ken, are you trying to wink at me? You look like you're having a prostate exam.
What we offer at Alzheimer's is an opportunity to...
Ken, this is fantastic.
Would you excuse me, ladies?
I've never upset people like this before.
You're always upsetting people.
Well, yeah, but never with such a clear purpose in mind.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's rewarding, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the kids of rich people are fantastically insecure. I've been working on the younger one for about an hour and a half.
Are you two staying out of trouble?
Yep, all quiet on the Western Front.
Heartwarming to see you keeping Sandra away from the widow with all the subtlety of a Secret Service detail.
She looked like my cat when I lock him outside in the rain.
I've not done that much cock blocking since Claudia Winkleman came to our Christmas carol service.
How's Gladys getting on?
Oh, pissed as a newt and utterly off her game. She keeps flirting with penniless charity workers.
There's loads of them here. Cressford really did have his fingers in a lot of charity pies.
You do find that with bastards, don't you? They've always done a lot of moral laundering.
I am furious that Sandra's cronies bagged the collection plate at the church.
To be fair, the cause that killed the corpse does take the collection plate. Those are the rules of engagement.
Actually, you've got absolutely no backbone. You said you'd help me protest against the coffee guy.
The lobby just isn't big enough to march in, Lauren. We were turning around every 10 steps. We just looked like we needed a wee.
It's better than nothing. You didn't have to run away at the first opportunity.
Those people thought I was waiting for the lift. They held it open for me 3 times. What was I supposed to do?
Maybe try supporting me.
I do support you. Listen, I admire you, but you can't fight every battle. You'll drive yourself mad.
We have to organise a boycott. Get everyone in this building to stop buying from him. Now, are you going to back me up or not?
Isn't there another option?
No, you've already vetoed my sit-in suggestion.
You can't perform a sit-in in a coffee shop.
Why not?
Because it would just look like you were, you know, like, just having a coffee.
Oh! Hello, Sandra. That was a deeply moving speech. I think the family were very touched.
Oh, Harriet, thank you. We at British Hearts do try.
You're still at British Hearts, are you?
Yes.
Oh, it's just that you've spent so much time disappearing up the family's arses. I presumed you must have moved over to bowel cancer.
So good of you to bring your whole A-team to the wake.
We thought it only right to come in numbers, show our respect.
Who's that one talking with Cressford's son? He's got a sort of disgraced cabinet minister air to him.
Yes, Matt Hancock without the charm. That'll be Clive.
Oh, I think he was trying to sell me some sort of skiing holiday over the buffet.
Hello!
Sandra, have you met Gladys? She's our head of digital fundraising.
Yes, we've met.
Have we?
Yes. You made a pass at my husband earlier.
Oh, well, you'll have to excuse her. Oh, grief does such funny things to people, don't you find?
Well, looks like you'll have your hands full getting Gladys some water. Excuse me, I must go catch up with the widow.
Have I upset her? Oh, God, Harry, I'm really sorry.
Ah, don't be. I'd give you a pay rise if I could. More wine?
I shouldn't. I'm already quite tipsy.
Well, it is nice to see you letting your hair down for once.
You've just had me chatted up by a parade of toffs. It's like an Enid Blyton remake of Tinder. The wine is essential anesthetic.
You have to view middle-aged men as a renovation project.
So maybe if I slept with Clive, it would fix
Gladys,
him.
Put the wine down.
Yeah, it's tough, Marcus. I had the same thing with my father. He always favoured my brother, but we just keep hunting for approval, don't we?
So you're saying my dad didn't think I'd be up to the challenge of climbing K2?
I said to him, take both sons, but he was quite adamant that it wasn't your sort of thing.
And he thought Dominic was better suited?
Better suited wasn't the phrase he used. He was very in awe of Dom's sense of adventure.
Oi, Clive, can you go and check on Ken? He's just been up for his fifth buffet visit. The battling childhood of beastie lot think he's making fun of them.
Gladys, I'm a little busy at the moment.
Oh, hello, Wolf. Are you going to introduce me to your friend?
For pity's sake, not again. Swipe left, Gladys. This one is taken.
Sorry, Marcus. Divorcee. They've no idea how to conduct themselves.
I'm a divorcee.
Oh, my God, really? It's so horrible, isn't it?
Gladys, this is inappropriate. So, Marcus, I just think it'd be a good way of you kind of taking hold of the legacy and sticking it to your dad. Prove to him that you're less of a wimp than your brother.
I think my three tours of Afghanistan probably did that. Shouldn't you go get your mate away from the egg sandwiches?
Oh, he'll be fine. So your dad's view on the mountain climbing...
So Gladys, was it? What do you do?
Oh, God, it's worse than my mother at a parents' even.
Leaving your money to charity when you die is a very rewarding prank on the rest of your family. You know, like when you buy your in-laws a goat in Africa as a Christmas present.
Ken, Gladys is trying to get off with my K2 target. What do I do?
Do you mind, Clive? Me and these gentlemen were just talking about our children.
Never mind about that. Come here, I need your help. Right, I managed to upset the first son, I was working on the other one, and Gladys came over, and she just...
Clive? Who have you been upsetting?
What? No one. And you can't sneak up on people and shock them like that. It could cause a heart attack. Didn't you listen to Sandra's speech?
I'd sooner listen to a State of the Union address from Katie Price. What's this I'm hearing about Alzheimer's warring with other charities?
Well, could that be you and Sandra tearing strips off each other?
No! Someone has upset support for soldiers.
You can't upset people at a funeral. Everyone's already upset. Apart from Gladys.
Where is Gladys?
She's over there with Cressford's son.
Oh, the son? Oh, Gladys!
I know, it's absolutely sick.
Yeah, going after the family at an event like this. Honestly.
No, I mean, he works in the charity sector. I had hoped she'd widen her net a little.
I thought he was in the forces.
Well, he was. Now he does comms for support for soldiers. Look, he's checking his phone as we speak. You could learn something from that sort of diligence.
I've been working on about this K2 trip. Why didn't anyone tell me he was spoken for?
So, you have been upsetting soldiers.
I negged him a little, but he was fine.
Gladys certainly seems to have smoothed things over.
Well, if it wasn't you, and it wasn't me, and it definitely wasn't Gladys, who upset the soldiers?
Well, that escalated quickly.
I told you that coffee guy is impossible to reason with. He's making a lot of fuss over nothing.
Yeah, like, definitely a stretch to call it threats and intimidation.
We didn't actually do anything. We just said we might if he didn't back down.
Exactly. Like, I just got lost in the moment, right? Like, you seemed impressed with how tough I was being.
I was. You were standing up for what I believe in. And you want to know he was filming you.
Old people with smartphones. It catches you out. It's like a hidden speed camera.
I don't know why he posted it online. We were just two people trying to effect some positive change.
Exactly! And we went to know that he was a veteran. That explains why he was raising for that cause.
Do you think the comms team will take away our posting privileges? We only just got them back after Clive retweeted all those Jordan Peterson articles.
It'll be fine. Like, listen, everyone's out at the funeral. Nobody will see the coffee guy video. It'll be like it never happened.
Okay. He did calm down in the end. He probably realised deep down we have a point.
Yeah, for sure. Also, I donated £200 to support the soldiers.
What? You?
Lauren, please, for the love of God, drink your coffee.
Excuse me, Alzheimer's Alliance. I think you should leave.
What? Why?
Because you've been threatening people I care about.
I didn't threaten your brother. I just implied that your dad thought he was a coward.
Clive, what have you done?
I was just trying to inspire a harmless bit of sibling rivalry. I didn't threaten anyone.
What are you talking about?
Hang on, what are you talking about? Ken, have you threatened anyone?
Today. No, not today.
Marcus, are you okay? What's happened? Clive, why do you have to spoil everything?
Oh, I'm sorry, Gladys. Did I spoil your speed dating event?
I'm not speed dating!
Well, you did make a pass at my husband earlier.
I beg your pardon. You're on the pull at my dad's funeral.
I think you'd better leave. You're upsetting the family. And as we all know, stress is a major contributor.
Shut up, Sandra! Look, Marcus, we apologise. There seems to have been some misunderstanding. Clive's new to fundraising. Gladys is lonely. And Ken's, well, Ken's just like this.
I wasn't talking about any of that. Look, my colour sergeant has just put this in our veterans WhatsApp group. He works at a coffee shop in your office building.
Hey, you heard the lady, all right? This is Alzheimer's Alliance territory, so just pack up your tin. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to knock that off.
Just, please, get your things and go, all of you.
Would you mind if I just finished some paperwork I was doing with your uncle?
Well, I've been asked to leave a few weddings before, but never a funeral.
A complete bust of a day.
Nah, I didn't have a bad day on balance.
But neither the sons nor the law partners will have anything to do with Alzheimer's now, so you're back to square one.
Yeah, but so are you. Your online gaming thing's a bust.
How so?
Well, the charity can't publicly be accused of calling the army war criminals and then raise a load of money with people playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, people will jump on that. It looks crass.
I wouldn't have expected Archie to be taking a grand pacifist stance.
He was just trying to impress Lauren. Men his age are essentially nihilists.
Yeah, if you find them standing up for something, they're usually just trying to get their end away.
That's appalling.
Yes, it's just awful. He could have just come with you guys to cruise the wake for
dinner. Yes, thank you, Clive.
That was Do Gooders by Garrett Millerick. It starred Anya Magliano as Lauren, Lisa McGrillis as Gladys, Garrett Millerick as Clive, Faye Ripley as Harriet, Ahir Shah as Archie, and Frank Skinner as Ken. It also starred Andrea Hubert as Sandra and Glenn Moore as Marcus. The producer was Jules Long, and it was an Avalon production for BBC Radio 4.
That was Do Gooders, and next week in the final episode of the series, Clive tries to run the London Marathon. In just a few minutes here on Radio 4, debate rages for the Horobin clan with the return of Clive to the village. We're off to Ambridge just after the news.
Knowledge has transformed our understanding of the universe and ourselves. But I'm here to argue that ignorance is just as important.
Every new creative endeavour basically begins in ignorance.
A new series exploring the power of ignorance from art to science to politics.
Just to have in the back of your mind that whatever I believe may in fact be wrong, because that opens me up then to being receptive to other viewpoints.
The long history of ignorance from Confucius to QAnon with me, Rory Stewart, on BBC Radio 4. Available now.